Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with us. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Matheson. He's the author of the On Demand brand. He's bringing us some great information, some great perspectives on where media, where the new media is, and how it's affecting the, you know, all media. I like what he says. It's not old media or new media. It's all media. And folks, the radio industry, the TV industry, the newspaper industry, the classics have all got to figure this out. And we've all got to, you know, come to this conclusion. And frankly, Rick, quit fighting it. You know, I mean, let's embrace this stuff. And
that's
not
right.
Fight it, because it's we're not going to get out of this thing alive anyway. So, you know, let's just not fight it. Give us the website and tell us how we can find your book again.
Absolutely. OnDemandBrand.com. And the book's available everywhere books are sold, including Amazon.
Yeah, so check that out, folks. The On-Demand brand, Rick Matheson. And Matheson has an I before the E in the middle there. Rick, you've told us where you've talked about the landscape. You've kind of told us where we are. You've given us some information. We probably surprised us a little bit. Where are we going?
Sure. So, for small businesses, for your audience in general, I think that, you know, where we're going is a whole new landscape of opportunities for folks who want to capitalize on this sort of video medium that can live across a lot of different platforms. There are new opportunities in television that small businesses may have thought, I could never afford a really quality television commercial, that are now very affordable for you, or that might live both on television and online.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a couple of examples. You know, in the online space, and you just have to check this out this week, today. On my blog, it's genwow.com, genwow.com. I talked to this 28-year-old guy who is the chief marketer at Aurabrush, and this was a company that guy had spent thousands of dollars trying to market, not get anywhere. This young guy comes on board. I think I can sell it. He and his buddies went out and created these videos that you're not going to believe, created a YouTube channel, have sold over 1 million of these little tongue scraper things,
and
are starting to get deals from major retailers. The company's estimated value now is $50 million. So huge success with video in a lot of different platforms. But then if you want to do TV as well, there are new services. Some have actually been around a couple years now that small businesses might not be aware of. There are companies like SpotRunner.com.
Yeah, SpotRunner. I introduced SpotRunner to the marketplace on the radio years ago.
There you go. So here are places where you can go grab snippets of television commercial, or excuse me, video, raw video, and build TV commercials. That, you know, look very high quality, that you might not otherwise have been able to go create. I know of one surfboard company that has used one of these services to, you know, go grab a kind of stock footage of surfing that they could never go shoot on their own, kind of add in a voiceover, add in text, and, you know.
But see, now you're talking about kind of new media. How does this blend in with the old media?
Well, so with companies like SpotRunner, Pixelfish, and others, they will let you build these commercials that can play online, or there are services built into these that let you actually build media plans for television space.
Mm-hmm.
So they will buy placement on cable channels like Comedy Central or ESPN that are a fraction of the cost that maybe normal media buyers would be able to purchase them for, and then you'll get full reports on, tracking and analyzing viewership and demographic information that a lot of small companies might think is completely out of their reach, but now, because of these new technologies, enable them to have a really quality television experience and online.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing that I have to say though, Rick, and you know, I've let you talk about video all this time. I've only made one or two little cracks about radio this visit. But, you know, you can say with words, you can paint word pictures that you can play on your website or on radio or whatever. The spoken voice, even without video, can be very creative.
So true. I mean, theater of the mind. And radio is something that everyone needs to be looking at, and you're right. It is as multi-platform as anything else today.
It's coming back, and it's becoming more locally owned.
Yes.
The Wall Street days of radio have come and gone, thank God. It should never have happened, in my opinion. And radio is becoming more local, more locally owned, and we're seeing this more and more. And so I'm glad about that. Hey, Rick, one more time on the website.
Yes, so you want to go to ondemandbrand.com to learn more about the book, and then check out my blog, genwow.com, genwow.com.
The book is called The On-Demand Brand. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today. Well done.
Thanks so much, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
All right.
That's Rick Matheson, M-A-T-I-E-S-O-N, if you're Googling him. He'll be back another day. He'll have some more good stuff for us in the future. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.